I'm still in the interactive discussion from this morning on 1 to 8, and I wanted to react. There's a certain risk that I have forgotten some of the things that I wanted to say in the morning because I don't have the habit to make notes for my intervention, which is not necessarily a good thing. So I think I want to focus on the discussion that we had on the description of existing IHL and how it applies here, which are the paras 1 to 4 mostly. And there have been some interesting points from other delegations also trying to use existing language that we are already having. I think we could do something to that extent, but from what I see, your team has already tried to use existing language. And also, I think this is something that we are forgetting to some extent in our debate, that you have also used language that is already in existing protocols of the CCW. For example, I'm recognizing something that we know from Protocol 3 on incendiary weapons, and this is definitely, as we all know, part of our mandate, that we should not also only look into proposals and other things, but also into the existing protocols when we continue our work. Just to point that out, I think what we could do here is, of course, reframe the existing things that we have already agreed. But what we also should do is putting into a framework that goes towards a set of elements of an instrument, and to that extent also towards a prohibition of things that are under IHL already prohibited. To have an added value, however, we also need to add value, which would mean that we also need to relate to the specific issues surrounding autonomous weapon systems. That would mean that we also have to add more specific things and be forward-looking. I think something, for example, that we could add, because in many IHL provisions we are looking into the use, that we are also add something that goes towards the development stage. And I think others are referring here to the whole life cycle of the system, but this is something we need to consider here as well. And of course, we should also look into the different things that are prohibited as part of the two-tier approach, which does not only cover existing IHL and is also trying to bring in some new elements. Okay, on para one, I think someone has suggested that we switch this out with 17A from the 2019 report, I think. Here we would actually prefer the 2023 language because I think it's more ambitious. Of course, the 2023 language is missing the including the principles and rules of distinction precautions in attack. There should be a precautions in attack here and proportionality. So I think it would be good if we separate it. If we have one para that rephrases or completely copy-pastes the 2023 language, and then we go into the different parts of IHL in separated paras, which we, to some extent, are already doing in 234. Then para 2, I think one problem, and I think it was also pointed out, that what we also should keep in mind is that we are not undermining existing IHL, in particular additional protocol 1. So if we are talking about superfluous injury and unnecessary suffering, we could and maybe should also use language from Article 35.4 and Article 51 from Additional Protocol 1 and not just the 2019-17 B language. As I mentioned before, in paragraph 3, in all circumstances, or we could also say under all circumstances, is a phrase when it comes to attacks on the civilian population that we are already using in Protocol 3. So we would very much be in favor if this could be kept here, also as a notion when it comes to autonomous weapon systems. Otherwise, we also think that if we would enlarge this para, we could also use language from Article 51 and 52 of the Additional Protocol 1, and I think there's some specific language that is useful when it comes to principle of distinction and to distinguish between civilians and combatants. Also that indiscriminate attacks are prohibited. I think the discrimination part is something that is very important when it comes to autonomous weapon systems, and it should be added here as well. And there's of course also the attacks treating multiple separate military targets in civilian populated areas. I know that we have never discussed this here, but that could be something that we should also consider to some extent. On para 4, that was para 3. On para 4, I also think also there we have good language on precautions in attack. But we also think that the para here is not only about precautions, so that could also be taken into account and to some, in some part, enlarged. And I admit that this is one of the things where I'm not sure what I have noted down this morning. Coming to para 4, we have made this argument in March, and I think this is still valid. When we talk about these principles about predictability, reliability, traceability, and explainability, we consider these as words or principles or concepts that bridge the AI-specific issues that are well known with the IHL. So we completely understand why you have put it under this section and closer to the prohibitions and the IHL part than anywhere else, because it's the bridge that takes the very technical issues and relates them to elements of IHL about foreseeing the effects of your attack, also accountability and responsibility when we talk about traceable and explainable, and we have to have them there as kind of a linkage. This is very much logical because these principles are not only in civilian AI documents such as the UNESCO principles, but they can also be found in the NATO guiding principles when it comes to artificial intelligence. So there's a strong reason why this should be included. I think we are flexible in what form, if it's as a positive obligation or something else, but we think it has some value in making this link between IHL and artificial intelligence debates in the civilian sphere, which we take into account much too less in our debate here. I think I'll leave it here. Just maybe one thing that we could also consider. There is, in your excellent document that you have provided, which is Conference Room Paper 4, there are some interesting things about prohibitions and restrictions that could be useful for our work here, and maybe one prohibition, and this is just a testing balloon maybe, could be a protection of the natural environment as we know it from Additional Protocol 1, Article 55, to cause widespread long-term and severe damage to the natural environment is prohibited as well, and we can discuss if this is something that we should be concerned of when we talk about autonomous weapon systems. But it's no big suggestion from our side. I thank you.